your point about inauthenticity, a sales pitch, when you're trying to sell your religion, you don't have Christianity,
right?
At that point, it's not something you sell.
Exactly. And something that focusing on the men, sons of Solomon, has done, has been that to give the men a place. And that is what is need. I mean, talk about felt needs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the men need to be appreciated and welcomed.
Well, the men need to own the church and be the ones who appreciate and welcome. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not like the ladies are going to be like, okay, men, you're welcome here at our church. Right?
Yeah, no. The other day I was sitting in church, and I mentioned this, I believe, on the show. I was sitting in church before services because the kids were practicing for the choir. And I was struck by the beauty of having our young man cantor leading the choir and then our elders setting up for communion rather than the ladies' guild doing it. Mm-hmm. And then you walked in and started preparing the pulpit for your sermon. Mm-hmm. And I was blessed beyond measure by seeing all of these strong men in a time when chaos is reigning. It's been repeated over and over that they've come because they just want to be a part of a community. Mm-hmm. And they felt that community pull here.
Mm-hmm. That's real,
and that's not something that we can control. Mm-mm. It's totally the Holy Spirit.
No, I'm convinced that you scatter the good seed.
Well, we're gathering, right, around something that's never going to die. It's eternal. So, word and sacrament, yeah, and that's what's important.
There is nothing going on at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Rockville, Illinois, except for Bible teaching. Like, you come, you're like, well, where's the program? Nope. We have lost local people over, yeah, this, actually. Like, there's not enough programs here. There's not enough of this or that. It's like, well, right now, do you see how there's all this Bible teaching? That's kind of what we think is going to last. Yeah. And it continues to be plant the good seed is going to grow.
Yeah. So the pitch is, if you want to grow your congregation, focus on the men.
Teaching the men the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Focus on teaching the men the Bible. Focus on empowering fathers to be prayers of the Bible, readers of the Bible, confessors of the Bible. That's what Christians are. That's what Christian community is. Americana, but where the men go, the women will follow. Where the women go?
Yeah.
The women go.